You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
It's now well understood that inequality has risen substantially in the US over the past couple of decades. But there are in fact two things that could be underlying that. It could be that for each of us, maybe our incomes have gotten more volatile. What that would mean is there are some years in which you get a big bonus and then you'd show up as being rich. There'd be more rich people. Other years, you don't do so well and you'd show up as being poor. As a result, there'd be more poor people. And the effect of that rising volatility of individual incomes would be to make it look as if overall income inequality in the United States had grown. The second possibility is that what's happened is people who are rich have gotten even richer, and they're going to stay that way through their whole lives. People who are poor, even poorer, they're going to stay that way through their whole lives. In order to disentangle the two, we'd need rich data following the same people over time. That's exactly what these authors have. They've actually got the underlying tax data, so this is the perfect data for understanding inequality. And they're able to use it to decompose inequality into its permanent component versus the part that's due to rising volatility. What they find is almost all of the rise in income inequality over the past few decades has been due to the permanent component of income becoming even more unequal across people. This is even more reason to worry about inequality. It's not just year-to-year ups and downs that have gotten worse, it's actually the rich are getting richer and staying richer. The poor, poorer and staying poorer. Now, the tax system is somewhat helpful here. Yes, we have progressive taxes in the United States, and were it not for that, the authors show us, income inequality would have grown by more. But the tax system is not enough to overcome the overwhelming economic force through this period, which is for income inequality to have risen. And so it's still risen substantially, even on an after-tax basis.